June. Birds chirping. Insects buzzing. The start of summer. Children playing. Summer brides having their weddings. The mowing of the lawns. Now, what have we forgotten?
I'll tell you what you've forgotten. You've forgotten the Pride 48 June event.
Don't forget it, Black June 2019.
All your favorite little shows. June 21st, 22nd, and 23rd.
From home live streaming.
Listen live.
Stream your podcast.
Join in the chat room. Go to Pride48.com for more information. Big Fatty, I think that went really well. Totally original, that's for sure.
No matter what, it's going to work. You know, the one that's most likely to have an issue is Fatty, because I remember the first year we did the live event, there was 20 minutes of silence, and he talks about it all the time. So anyone who listens to Fatty knows about the 20 minutes of silence. But he hasn't said, there hasn't not been a peep from him since about setup. So I have no idea if he's gotten it set up. I don't know if he, you know, has a hookup. I don't know if someone came over and helped him with, you know, his audio setup, and so he didn't have to do it. I'm not really sure, but he has a little bit of issue with the technical setup, right? As we all know. So I don't know. I'm interested to talk to him on Sunday and see if he got it all set up.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
The first year we did the live event, there was 20 minutes of silence.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2973 of the BFO44, right? The 21th of June, 2019, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day and prepare you for tonight. I hope your fall right is going well, y'all. As that song proclaims, today in the Northern Hemisphere, it is the first day of summer. Y'all, summer, I believe, the weather told us it starts at 11:54 a.m. in the morning, in the only time zone that matters, of course. And it's the first day of winter down there in the future, where Scotty and Arthur and Arctic Rosa and my number one straight boyfriend and carry an umbrella and everybody else. It's the first day of winter there. Big Fatty, they started that on the 1st of June. Well, that's right. I keep forgetting they're all fucked up about that. But, y'all, it is definitely summertime here in Fat Acres, y'all. I'll tell you about this when I tell you about my day. But, y'all, on Thursday, I did not get out on a nipple walk because y'all, it was the humidity is very, very high. And y'all, if it gets above, if it gets above about 95 degrees with the humidity, y'all, Big Fatty just doesn't take any chances. Oh! Big Freddy, go ahead. The little show's almost over. We can just combine it with a farewell to you as well.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Y'all, in addition to it being the celebration of exiting the birth canal, Big Fatty, that's not really true, of Pride 48, it was a decade ago that we started all of this, and so this is the 11th year of Pride 48. But y'all, there's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal today. Y'all, I've met this person once or twice, I think it's just once though, out there in the Lost Wages. Y'all, just as nice a man as you'd want to ever meet. Y'all, oh, Big Fatty, are you gonna vomit? No, anyway, y'all, he is out there in the Mile High City. Yes, Big Fatty, I don't know if he's in the Mile High City or not, but he's Big Fatty is especially, high, but he's the other half of that, former, R.C. Martinez, in Wisconsin, RC, and you know, well, he's not the former other half. He's still the other half. Big Fatty. Well, RC was the former RC Martinez in Wisconsin. Anyway, y'all, RC's out there in Colorado too. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, it is Jay. It is Jay's celebration of exit. Big Fatty. I think that Jay and Aussie are planning on coming down to New Orleans this year for the Pride 48 Expo. You know, that's happening in August, you know, just less than 2 months away, y'all. Less than 2 months away, but we'll have more about that this weekend on Pride 48. But y'all, if you see Aussie, or if you see Jay or Aussie on the 20th, or the Face Space, wish Jay a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope RC gets him a very edible piece of cake. You know, like a brownie or some sort of cookery who knows? Maybe it's just a wacky corner of cake. Yes, Big Fatty. And where are the Doritos? The Redneck Riviera. It's true. Y'all, that's Alex Lefebvre. Y'all, you'll hear him on Sunday. On Sunday at 1 p.m. in the afternoon on the But First Little Show with old Cricket Hat and I. Y'all, not a whole lot to report after I recorded on hump day for the Thursday little show, y'all. We were expecting a downpour, so y'all, I did put the ferns out earlier in the day, and they got a little bit of rain, but y'all, they were dry. They were dry, dry as a bucket. Big Fatty, I didn't know a bucket was dry. Dry as a bucket. It's a new saying. Yes, Big Fatty, will there be a bumper for it? I don't think so. So I did give them a good soaking. Yes, Big Fatty, TT don't know with the hose. Oh, very different. I did because it was very cloudy, hump day night. Y'all, I did, decide, and there was a breeze blowing, I did decide to go for an extended nipple walk, because, you know, I did not take a nipple walk during the morning. I had not taken one, but I did walk through the Von Z's, so that did give me a couple of thousand steps. But, y'all, I did an extended nipple walk, what else did I do? Big Fatty, we don't know. We're waiting for you to tell us. Y'all, then I came back, and y'all, I finished watching the season of The Designated Survivor. And y'all, it didn't end the way I thought it was going to. And I don't know if that's good or bad, but I don't know if they're planning on additional seasons, but y'all, they certainly set it up so that it could go on for additional seasons. But y'all, I thought I had it figured out, and poor Big Fatty didn't have it figured out. No, Big Fatty. I'm looking forward to catching up on some other TV shows. You know, when I was watching that, you know, the Pressure Luck and the Big Run and the Card Sharks, they were all on. So y'all, I've recorded them, and y'all, I've watched the Big Run and I've watched the Pressure Luck. Y'all, then y'all, I'm not going to play the new bumper because I have nothing to report on my sleep on hump day night. Y'all, I slept like a baby. Yes, Big Fatty, there was poop everywhere. So Whitman Tinker evidently could not get into the villa, and we're pleased because of that. What else was I going to say? Big Fatty, we don't know. Y'all got up on Thursday morning and had my brufkas, and y'all again, because the humidity takes the temperature up so high, I have not done a nipple walk on Thursday, and y'all, we're supposed to get heavy rain Thursday evening, and y'all, it's not supposed to get below like 98 degrees before 8 p.m. in the evening. Big Fatty, that's dangerous. It's true. So I may not get a nipple walk in on Thursday. But anyway, y'all, I did get my share, and I headed on over to the Sam's Club because, you know, they had the things that I wanted that were on sale starting on hump day, but I didn't get over there on hump day. Y'all, however, I am pleased to say that I went and filled up Ruby Red. Y'all, I had a little bit more than half a tank of gas, but y'all, $1.99 a gallon. Big Fatty, I can hear Dr. Storm being mad as a snake. It's true. Y'all, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it. $1.99 a gallon. I bought some boneless poke ribs. Y'all, they were reduced for quick sale. Big Fatty, you're a cheap ass. It's true. Y'all, I got some steaks that were reduced for quick sale. Yes, Big Fatty's still a cheap ass. And then the paper towels and toilet paper that I took back were on sale, so I got them again. Yes, Big Fatty's still a cheap ass. And y'all, I got the refill heads for my electric teefy brush. They were on sale. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I got some little baby aspirin, you know, the low dose aspirin. Y'all, they were the only thing I got that weren't on sale. Big Fatty. But y'all, they were still cheap. So y'all, after that, I came back here to the villa, and y'all, I've just been found something for my little show. It's just into the BFO reminder desk. Y'all, don't forget, Big Fatty will be on Pride 48 tonight at 9 p.m. with a very special announcement. Yeah, Gussie, now y'all, just to let you know what's going on, next week I'm planning on being over in Hatlanta for the week. So y'all, I'll have my weekend recap as the Monday little show. Y'all, then I'm going to rebroadcast my Pride 48 little show starting Tuesday. And y'all, then I'll have an update while I'm... While I'm over there in Hatlanta as well. So that's what you got coming up next week. So there's that. Y'all, a couple of things here on my list that I hadn't gotten to in a while. Y'all, I hadn't given you an update on the Hat Arena in a while, and I'm not going to play the music, but my brother went over to have lunch with her on Tuesday. He says she was just very confused, so it probably wasn't a good day to do a cellular telephonic device communication with her. So I didn't get a chance to talk to her, but y'all, we've got a lady coming to, I think I told you all this, the lady coming to sit with her a couple of days a week for about half a day. That way she can be in her room a little bit more and have, you know, talk to somebody who isn't crazy.
Ready? Fat Acres,
I've been living here in the villa a little bit over 4 years. Probably it's been about 4.5 years since I bought the villa. And y'all, I went on the Zilla, like Godzilla. And y'all, I looked to see what value they had placed on the villa. And y'all, the suggested selling price of the villa right now is about 38% higher than what I paid for it.
Big Fatty! Jimmy Bear is probably going, attaboy, Big Fatty!
And, I'm just amazed by that. But, y'all, I also signed up for something for the ATM machine. It's called the Cardless ATM. And, y'all, you use your cellular telephonic device and put it up to the ATM machine, and it'll hand you money. And, the last thing that I wanted to mention to you is, y'all, they had a story on the news. Y'all, guess how much it costs for the average wedding nowadays? Maybe you'll have to tune in. Maybe you'll just have to tune in to the live Pride 48 little show to find out.
Beep, Fanny, that's called a teaser.
That's exactly what it is. Oh, we just don't give a shit and we don't want to listen. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. I hope you'll tune in to lots of the Pride 48 shows this weekend. You can find the whole schedule over there at pride48.com. And y'all, it all starts at 8:30 p.m. tonight. Old Crooked Hat, I know you're getting excited about the weekend. Anything that you're worried about?
The first year we did the live event, there was 20 minutes of silence.
Oh, yes, and Big Fatty continues to set the bar low every year.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.